The first bhajan is on page 75, Aya Kripal Aryoni, Bhajan of Sanchi, page 75. O friends, Kripal has come, the enlightened one of Sawan. I am searching for you from door to door. May I meet my beloved Lord. My condition is bad. I am weeping in the separation. My beautiful one came and removed the pain of separation. I have searched for him in all the world. Nobody will tell me the whereabouts of my beloved. I am crying bitterly and nothing is in my control. Every day I weep and remember him. People call me mad. Folding both my hands, I am pleading to you. I do not ask for anything else. I want only the support of your name. You showered grace on the souls and started the custom of satsang. O beautiful one, I became yours when your arrow pierced my heart. Hail, beloved Kripal, you have protected the honor of Ajaib. My good fortune awakened when the divine light came to my home. O friends, Kripal has come, the enlightened one of Sawan. Bhajan of Sanchi, page 75.
Aya Kripal Adiyoni Chan Sawan Darshanai. आया कृपाल अड़ियो नीचन सावन दारोशनाई दर दर फिरा पाल दी किते मिल जाई मेरे आसाइया हाल मेरा बुरा अड़ियो नी मैं रोंदी बेच जुदाइया दर दर फेरा पाल दी किते मिल जाई मेरे आसाइया हाल मेरा बुरा अड़ियो नी मैं रोंदी बेच जुदाइया पीड़ विछोड़े दी मेरे सुने ने आके ठाई आया किरपाल अड़ियो नी चन सावन दारुशनाई आया किरपाल अड़ियो नी चन सावन दारुशनाई मैं सारा जग ढूंढ लिया दस पिया दी कोई ना पावे रोंदी फिरां तां मार के मेरा बस न कोई भी जावे मैं सारा जग ढूंढ लिया दस पिया दी कोई ना पावे रोंदी फिरां तां मार के मेरा बस न कोई भी जावे नित रोवा याद करा मैनू आखन लोक सुदाई आया किरपाल अड़ियो नी चन सावन दारुशनाई आया किरपाल अड़ियो नी चन सावन दारुशनाई दोवें हाथ जोड़ जोड़ के तेरे अगे वास्ते पावां होर कुछ मंगदा नहीं तेरे नाम दा आसरा चावां दोवें हाथ जोड़ जोड़ के तेरे अगे वास्ते पावां होर कुछ मंगदा नहीं तेरे नाम दा आसरा चावां दया करी जीवां ते सत संगत रीत चलाई आया किरपाल ਘੜਿਓ ਨੀ ਚੰਨ ਸਾਵਣ ਧਾਰੁਸ਼ਨਾਈ ਆਇਆ ਕਿਰਪਾਲੇ ਅੜਿਓ ਨੀ ਚੰਨ ਸਾਵਣ ਧਾਰੁਸ਼ਨਾਈ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰੀ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਉਦੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਿਆ ਤੇਰਾ ਤੀਰ ਕਲੇਜੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੱਜਿਆ ਧੰਨ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਪਿਆਰਿਆ ਰੱਖ ਲਈ ਤੈਂ ਅਜੈਬ ਦੀ ਲੱਜਿਆ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰੀ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਉਦੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਿਆ ਤੇਰਾ ਤੀਰ ਕਲੇਜੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੱਜਿਆ ਧੰਨ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਪਿਆਰਿਆ ਰੱਖ ਲਈ ਤੈਂ ਅਜੈਬ ਦੀ ਲੱਜਿਆ ਜਾਗੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਭਾਗ ਵੀਰ ਨੂੰ ਕਰ ਜੋਤ ਅਲਾਹੀ ਆਏ ਆਇਆ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਅੜਿਓ ਨੀ ਚੰਨ ਸਾਵਣ ਧਾਰੁਸ਼ਨਾਈ ਆਇਆ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਅੜਿਓ ਨੀ ਚੰਨ ਸਾਵਣ ਧਾਰੁਸ਼ਨਾਈ
Oh friends, Kripala has come, the enlightened one of Sawan. I'll be reading from the book, The Light of Kripal. I'm starting on page 175 with an excerpt from the chapter entitled Develop All Around. We don't make use, the best use, of the thing that we have got. This is a privilege you have got. It is said one saint had pity on some very poor man, and he gave him a touchstone. And when he rubbed it on any metal, it would turn into gold. So he gave it to him and said, "All right, you have it for 1 month, and make as much gold as you like." So he went to the market to find out the price to buy iron. "Oh, it has become very dear, very expensive." "All right, I will wait. Let it become cheaper." And after a few days again, he went, but the rate went up further. "This is still very dear." Then he would wait. "It is much too dear." He was waiting and waiting for the metal to become cheaper. But the 1 month time of allotment was soon over. He did not make the best use of this month, using the touchstone. So now he had to return it, and it became an ordinary stone. So this is something like what we are doing. What do we have to pay? To leave off all attachments, that's all. If you cannot leave off all attachments, come in contact, and those will then be burnt away. Daily dyings, worldly worries, they won't go with us. We think, "Let these worries be over, then I will go," is it not? These worries will continue until you leave the body. Why not make the best use of that time now? Do you follow me? Time is passing. Time and tide wait for no man. Someone brought a horse to a water wheel, and when the machine was going, the wheel goes round and it makes noise. The water comes out. He was standing by the water pump. The man in charge said, "Well, why don't you have your horse drink the water now?" "No, when the noise is over, only then will I water the horse." The man replied, "When the noise is over, there will be no water." So these things are going on, and we never dream that this will happen, that we will have to leave all these things. The only price we have to pay is to take the cross daily. These are different ways of making you understand what is what. The only thing is, you have to come into contact. You have to entrain yourself at the railway station. Or you can sit in the plane at the airport, not in the streets. You have to go there. You'll cash the check only at the window. That's the window. And in parentheses it says, Master again points to his third eye. Try someday. All worries will leave you. Truly speaking, we have not realized the value of this truth that we have got. So fortunate we are. With all that still, we are worrying, wringing our hands, nodding. I think the course is not difficult. Only we do not put in regular time. If, say, for 1, 2, 3 months you put in the whole time, cut off from all outer things, even from your attachments to your body, you will have it. There's no question of where. It's already there. We have to invert, that's all. All worries will be over. So what is this worldliness? It is when you forget the Lord, that's all. Money, family, outer things are delusions of Maya. Maya is when you forget God. If you can take the cross hundreds of times a day, it would be better. The hanging of the cross, well, it's symbolic to show that you must take the cross daily. It is quite a good model of the man body when you stand like that, is it not so? Skipping ahead to page 181. So I wish you all to go jolly. Let your face shine. Bright eyes, no brooding, no wrinkles. Learn to smile. Where is our friend, Mr. Smiling? Parentheses, a disciple who always had a smile on his face. Master asked, where is our friend, Mr. Smiling? Joy, you see. It is just giving oil to the machine. If you get something, be thankful for what you have got. Go further. Time is passing. Your time is becoming short. Every day, every minute brings you nearer to the end of the time that you have been allotted here. Always weigh God first or the world first. Then you'll be all right. You say you love God. You say so. But in a matter of living, you love the world more than God. God wishes every man to come to him all alone, no family, no attachments, no worldliness, not even the body, all alone, and then he'll be pleased. When you go to him, you take your body. You say, oh, I cannot sit, there's my brother over there, or there's my wife sleeping. So many worries of the world. How will he be pleased? Do one thing at a time. Is it difficult to understand? Then live up to it. Live up to it, that's all. If you live like that for some days, then naturally you won't like to live the other way. When you do something for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 10 days, even a month or so, then the mind has a tendency to do it, to go on in that way, similar to a donkey. If you lead a donkey around in a particular way for a number of days, after that, even if you close the donkey's eyes, he will still go that same way. So this regularity makes a habit. Then mind will naturally like to go there. Now, however, it is too much attached to the outside. This is why it does not like to go there. Every time in the book that it uses the word there, it's a capital T. Mind will naturally like to go there. Now it is too much attached to the outside. That is why it does not like to go there. Because the 24 hours of the day, we are attached outside most of the time. That has become a habit, and habit turns into nature. We have to unravel it, that's all, by attaching it to the other side. When you are attached to one thing, wholly and solely, for some time, naturally you are detached to everything else. That is true renunciation. So remain where you are, in whatever social life you are, maybe as a worldly man, maybe as a sadhu or anybody, and then go up. All have to go up. The inner way is the same for all. Of course, there are some harder ways, difficult ways. The path you have been given is the natural way. Even a child can do it. So this is the ashram. The body is the ashram. He is waiting for you there. You have not to call him. He is waiting for you. A man was addicted to gambling very much, and his father was very ill at home, and the people came and said, "Will you come? Your father is dangerously ill. He is on his deathbed." "All right, I'm coming," he said. But he was still very much engaged in gambling, and he thought, "Just another game." Again, they came. Now he is having his last breath. "All right, wait, I'm coming." Then they said, "Your father has died." "All right, I'm coming. Prepare the body." Still he was gambling. They said, "They are carrying the dead man to the cremation place." "All right, I will come when he will reach there." So this is what we are doing, you see. We are so much engaged in gambling in the trifling things that we say, "All right, we will do it, we will do it, we will come. I will leave off tomorrow or the day after. This work has to be done right now." That work is being done. Only when it is finished will I come. You have to leave the body. Is it not something like that? Well, what remains now? You have understood it. Live up to it. That's the only thing. Not by understanding only. That does not take you anywhere. It gives you intellectual satisfaction. But you remain where you are. You are to take the plane. Go to the airport. That's all. You have got the ticket. Nobody even lets you enter the airport without a ticket. And that is free for you. So what have you to do? You say, "I have to take this. I have to do that." That is why saints from their very childhood develop all around, physically, intellectually, and spiritually. Even the children have the right understanding. Why don't you? Children learn more. They copy. Young and old, all should start. Who knows when life will end? The end may be in early life, maybe young life, maybe old life. We are not given any guarantee. The time is appointed, but we do not know it. It is already dated. So develop all around. One page further on page 185. So as I told you, God is all alone. He has no father, no mother, no brother, no sister, no friend. He wishes everybody should come to him all alone. Who are you? You are a conscious entity, not the body. So he does not like to carry your body along with you. It means don't even think of the body that you are wearing, but be all alone with him. Kabir says about sitting, "You sit at the door and wait. without wandering outside. And someday he will ask, "Well, dear friend, what do you want?" You see, if somebody is sitting at your door daily, you pass, come and go, and see him, that he is still sitting there. You will one day ask him, "Well, dear friend, what do you want? Why are you here, all alone, day and night?" So when you sit at the door, don't think of whether your prayer has been heard or not. Yours is to sit at the door, all alone, quite cut off from the outside. It is for him to give. You need not be anxious. You are at the door. He will ask you someday. It's like attending to your everyday duty. Be fully on duty and wait. He is very anxious to look at your eyes. After all, he must ask, "Well, what are you after?" So it is better to sit at the door wholly and solely, and all the same, when you get something, be wholly and solely absorbed into that. That will give you much better results. Spirituality is not difficult. If you learn how to do one thing at a time, wholly and solely, if I'm sitting by you, for instance, and thinking of somebody else, what's the good of sitting by me, is it not? When you're at work, be fully at work. When you're eating, thank God. Oh God, thank you. Do one thing at a time. That will give you better results in every way of life. Why do other things haunt us? Do you know? I'll give you an example. Suppose you come to me. You have something to say, and I simply partly attend to you, not fully. So you'll still be waiting, and somebody else comes, and I attend to them only for a few minutes. I've not attended to him fully. He still has something to say. Then again. So now all of you will be hovering over me. So it is better to dispose of, to finalize. Then there will be no new problems every day. Because you don't attend fully to them, they will wait for you. They won't leave you. That explains why these other thoughts are coming to haunt us. At every sitting, these thoughts of the past or the future come because we haven't attended to them fully. So when you sit for meditation, forget the past, forget the future. What did I say in my message? Forget the present, but be living in the living moment. This is what I conveyed this time in my message. If your every minute is vigilantly watched, then you will go on like that for eternity. You know these things, but knowing them is not sufficient unless you live up to them. You may have many things to eat, but if those are not digested, that will bring out disease. Each one of you know many things. When you are asked to give a talk, you'll give a wonderful talk, I think. Even better than the saints give. But the point is how far you live up to them. All of you can become ambassadors, but only if you live up to what you are told. Then your words will carry weight. We say something, but live some other way. We appear very virtuous, but underneath we are trying to cut the roots of everybody. You cannot deceive. You can deceive men, but you cannot deceive God who is within you. Be truthful to him, and then everything will come. Have one virtue, the other virtues will follow. So diary is meant for two things. One is weeding out all the imperfections, and two, coming into contact with that power. The more you come in contact with that power, the more you sit by fire, all cold will go away. I am giving you no inferences to draw, but a very delicious dish is served to you. See now that you eat it. Don't fill your brains with so many things. Eat one thing, digest it. Other things will follow naturally. So to meet God is not difficult, but to make a man is difficult. God is after finding a man, any man who is there, a God in man body. We are beasts in men, not men in men. You see, all religions were meant to turn out men, perfect men. All schools of thought were meant to turn out perfect men. Schools are there. Their dresses are all right. Their buildings are all right. But how many men are turned out of them? And the ideal man is one who has the ringing radiance in and out. That is the bread of life. So this is the ideal before you. You're here for some time to make the best use of that. Even when you go away, keep these things. Live up to them. Only try it for 3 months, 6 months. You'll find a change, a radical change, a drastic change. Kabir says, "My mind is so pure, God is after me, calling Kabir, Kabir." So God is running after each one of us to find a man somewhere. Master, the God manifest in Master, is also trying to make men. The pity is we don't live up to it. Christ said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." If you live that way, even for a month, you will progress wonderfully. If you live with the Master for 100 years, but do not care for what he says, it is like a stone in the water. You might be cold while in the water, but when the water is away, then what? So we have to learn while we are in the world. Swimming is learned in water, not on dry land. And man body is the golden opportunity we have got. You may remain where you are. Outer performance, rituals make no difference. That is only a symbol of your body. You are not even the body. First of all, you are light. You are children of light. Jyot Niranjan, you are. We repeat these words daily, but we don't even have the right import of what they say. God is all light, is it not? All consciousness. God is spirit. And we are spirit. And spirit is God. And God is within us naturally. So what is the difference? So facts remain like that. We are children of light and children of God. We are all brothers and sisters in God. Whether we are wearing one form or another, it makes no difference. A disciple comments, "This is just an amazing thing." Master replies, "Amazing? God is amazing. You are God. God is within you, but you are not with God, that's all. Just like a fish is always in water, fish lives in water. Water is the very life of the fish. If it is taken out for a little while, it will die. We are in him. He is within us. We are having our being in him. That we come to realize by rising above the body consciousness, but not before. There's a great light that enlivens your body. We are a small, tiny light. Now you know how great you are. You are a micro-god. The outgoing faculties are only to serve you, but you simply become the servant to the outgoing faculties. It is through you only that outgoing faculties work. If your attention is not with the outgoing faculties, you won't hear, you won't see, even with your eyes open. Your attention is absorbed in something higher. This digest has been given in a very few words, in a very simple way. You now have simply to live up to it. If the shell of the almond is taken away, then you have got the real protein there. This is the real protein I am offering to you. You know already, this is no new thing. I'm only reminding you of the facts which are already there, and we never cared for them. We never lived up to them. This is from Sant Bani, February 97, page 30, a talk by Sanchin. It's an excerpt. Usually the masters use their words, and through their words they rebuke us to make us understand. There are only a few things which the masters go on repeating again and again in every satsang. They talk about the same things. There are only a few things. Those things are that you have come to the satsang, do the meditation, and go back to the real home. So these are the only things. But they go on telling us, they go on repeating them again and again to us, expecting, hoping that if not this word, if not this statement, maybe some other way which I will talk to them will make them understand. And that will pierce through their heart, and they will understand, and then they will do this. So the greatest grace of the Master is that first of all, outwardly through the satsang, he makes us do the simran. And through the simran, he takes us inside and helps us to go within. And he goes along with us in the within. After he takes us in the within, he connects us with the shabd. Also, after taking us inside, he does not remain there. He comes back into this world, and he gives the satsang to the other souls. So first of all, he takes us inside by doing the satsang, by encouraging us. He brings us in the range of the shabd, and then afterwards, he connects us with the shabd. And furthermore, he tells us where we have to go, where we don't have to go in the inner planes. So this is the greatest grace of the Master. And this is from May 88, page 31. Our efforts and Master's grace go together, because if we make efforts and Master does not shower grace in us, we cannot be successful. In the same way, if the Master showers grace on us and we are not making the efforts, still, we cannot achieve success. Regarding the grace of the Master, all saints have always said that the Masters are the form of grace. They are always showering grace on us. Their vision is always towards their disciples. Not even for one moment do they take away their grace from the disciples. In the times of Master Sawan Singh, when people came to ask him for forgiveness for their faults, Master Sawan Singh would ask them, "What fault or wrong thing have you done?" And then he would always say, "All right, you are forgiven. Don't do it again," because he was so gracious. I have seen the same thing with Master Kripal also. People would commit sins. They would come to him and ask him for forgiveness. Always, in all his glory, he would forgive them. "When the dear ones come to me, They tell me how many bad deeds they have done and what bad qualities they have. I never ask them what they have done wrong. And I always tell them, I have sympathy for you. You are forgiven. You are not all alone in this battle. On your back there is the mighty hand of the Master. Get up, work hard, and don't do this fault again.
ਮੈਂ ਇੱਕ ਦਿਨ ਸੰਤ ਬਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੀ ਖੋਲ ਕੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਘਰੇ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ। ਮੇਰੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਸਿੱਖ ਸਨ। ਜੋ ਵੀ ਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕਰਮਕਾਂਡ ਦੀ ਵਿਧੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਾਰੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸਨ। ਇੱਕ ਦਫਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਪਿਤਾ ਨੇ ਅਖੰਡ ਪਾਠ ਕੁਲਾਇਆ। ਜਦ ਉਹ ਜੋ ਸੰਗਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੰਡਦੇ ਹੈ ਹਲਵਾ ਦੇਗ ਉਹ ਤਿਆਰ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗੇ, ਮੇਰੀ ਮਾਤਾ ਨੇ ਬੜਾ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਦਿਲ ਚ ਖਿਆਲ ਕੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਬੇਟਾ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਹੇਠ ਅੱਗ ਮਚਾਵੇ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ। ਜਦ ਮੈਂ ਉਸ ਦੇਗ ਦੇ ਥੱਲੇ ਅੱਗ ਮਚਾਉਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਭਾਈ ਸੀਗਾ ਅਖੰਡ ਪਾਠ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ, ਮੈਂ ਉਸ ਤੇ ਸਵਾਲ ਕੁਦਰਤੋਂ ਹੀ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਕਰਮ ਕਰਦੇ ਸੀ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਇਤਫਾਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ। ਹਾਲਾਂਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਕਦੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਬਸ ਉਹਨੇ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਭਾਸ਼ਣ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਸਾਰਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਝਾੜਦਾ ਰਿਹਾ। ਉਦੋਂ ਤਕਰੀਬਨ ਮੇਰੀ 8-9 ਸਾਲ ਦੀ ਉਮਰ ਸੀਗੀ। ਆਖੇ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਮੈਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਕਿਤੇ ਚਲਿਆ ਗਿਆ, ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਸਵਾਲ ਕੀਤਾ ਕੋਈ ਸਿੱਖ ਧਰਮ ਬਾਰੇ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਅਗਰ ਇਹ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਉਂ ਮੰਨਦੇ ਹੋ, ਮੈਂ ਕੀ ਦੱਸੂਗਾ, ਉਹਨੇ ਇਤਨਾ ਭਾਸ਼ਣ ਝਾੜਿਆ ਬਿੰਦ ਕੋਵੇ, ਹਾਂ ਤੂੰ ਕਿਤੇ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ ਨਾ ਚਲਿਆ ਜਾਵੇ, ਵੇਖੋ ਜੀ ਇਹਦਾ ਮੂੰਹ ਇਹ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਏਗਾ, ਫੇਰ ਲੋਕ ਪੁੱਛਣਗੇ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਬੜੀ ਪਤੇ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਦ ਮੈਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਆਇਆ, ਜੋ ਮੈਂ ਬਚਪਨੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਵਾਲ ਸੋਚਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ, ਉਹੀ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਸਵਾਲ ਕੀਤਾ ਔਰ ਸਿੱਖ ਧਰਮ ਬਾਰੇ। ਆਪ ਸਭ ਨੇ ਸੰਤ ਬਾਣੀ ਮੈਗਜ਼ੀਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਛਪਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ, ਮੈਂ ਖੋਲ ਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਜਵਾਬ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਸੀਗੇ। ਸੋ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਜਿਤਨੇ ਵੀ ਬਾਹਰ ਕਰਮ ਕਾਂਡ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਭਰਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ, ਆਪਦੀ ਤਾਂ ਤਸੱਲੀ ਹੋਣੀ ਕੀ ਸੀ, ਅਸੀਂ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦੀ ਵੀ ਤਸੱਲੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਾ ਸਕਦੇ ਗੇ।
ਇਨ ਸੰਤ ਬਾਣੀ ਆਸ਼ਰਮ ਆਈ ਸੈਡ ਇਨ ਡਿਟੇਲ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਵਾਸ ਬੋਰਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਸਿੱਖ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਐਂਡ ਮਾਈ ਪੇਰੈਂਟਸ ਵਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਸ ਮਾਈਂਡਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਵਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਆਲ ਦ ਰਾਈਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਰਿਚੁਅਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਦ ਸੈਰੇਮੋਨੀਅਲ ਥਿੰਗਸ which the Sikh people do in their religion. Once it so happened that my father had the non-stop reading of Guru Granth Sahib, the holy book of the Sikhs. And after that reading was over, they were going to make some halwa to distribute as a prasad among everybody, those who were present there. And the priest who had read the Guru Granth Sahib, he was also there, and my parents, my mother thought that if her son burns the fire and makes the halwa for the people, it will be good, because in that way his seva to Lord will be accepted. Because she was very religious minded and she wanted that I should also take part in the acts and in all the things which they were doing. Even though right from the beginning I was not believing in all what they were doing, but because I was living in the family, I had to do all the things which they were doing because I wanted to please them. So when I was invited to burn some fire at the fireplace to make the halwa, so when I went there, a question came out from me naturally. I didn't intend to question that priest, and I was having no other intention, but suddenly the question came out and I asked him that, tell me, whether should we believe in Guru Granth Sahib, or should we believe in what it is written in Guru Granth Sahib, or should we do according to the writings of Guru Granth Sahib, or should we believe Guru Granth Sahib as the master? So when I asked him this question, he got very much upset at me. And he didn't let me burn the fire, and he told me to go out. So when I went out, after that he was so much upset. Again I came back and I asked him that, suppose if I go somewhere and if people ask me that, why you believe in Guru Granth Sahib, what will I answer? Again he got so much upset at me, and then he started giving a lecture. And all the lecture was about me, and then he said that, look at this boy. He thinks that he is going to go to America and people are going to ask him the questions about Guru Granth Sahib, and he is so much curious to know that what he will reply. Look at this boy. So like that, he humiliated me in front of all the people. Anyway, I kept quiet. But it is the will of God that last time when I came to America, when I went to Canada, the question about the Sikh religion was asked from me, and the answer which I gave with the grace of God that was published in Sant Bani magazine. So the meaning of telling all this thing is that even though I was born in the Sikh family and I myself have performed all the rites and rituals according to the religion, but there is no peace, there is no happiness by performing all the rites and rituals, because the real peace and happiness lies only in the meditation of Shabad Naam. No matter how much time and energy we spend in the outer rites and ritual, we cannot get any benefit unless we do the meditation of Shabad Naam, and unless we go within and contact with the power of God, we cannot attain any peace.
So Swami Ji Maharaj kehnde hai bina shabd phire parmatiyan na jaane gat mat shabd ki.
So yes, Swami Ji Maharaj say that everybody in this world is in illusion because they don't know the glory and importance of Shabad.
बिन शब्द फेरे परमातियां नह जानी गत मत शब्द की जिन गुर पाया शब्द का और प्रीत करी जिन शब्द की
हम दुनिया दे अंदर ਗੁਰੂਆਂ ਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਘਾਟਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਚੇਲਾ ਬਣਨ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਤਿਆਰੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਏਗਾ ਜਿੱਥੋਂ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਨਿਗਾਹ ਮਾਰੋਗੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਣਗੇ
Nowadays there is no scarcity of masters in this world everywhere you can find many masters master Savan Singh they used to say that the time will come when you will find everybody will be the master and nobody would want to become the disciple
ਲੇਕਿਨ ਕਮਾਈ ਵਾਲਾ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਕਮਾਈ ਵਾਲਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਬੜਾ ਹੀ ਵਿਰਲਾ ਕੋਈ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ ਕੋਟਨ ਮੇ ਕੋ ਜੋ ਭਜਨ ਰਾਮ ਕੋ ਪਾਵੇ
ਬਟ ਵੈਰੀ ਫਿਊ ਆਰ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਹੂ ਡੂ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਅਰਨ ਦਿਸ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਰੇਅਰ ਆਰ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਡਨ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ
ਤੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਗ ਮੇ ਉੱਤਮ ਕੱਢੀਏ ਵਿਰਲੇ ਕੇ ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਮਾਈ ਵਾਲੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਢੂੰਡੀਏ ਤਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਵਿਰਲਾ ਹੀ ਕੋਈ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ
ਸੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਸਰਚ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਬੈਸਟ ਵਨਸ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਫਿਊ
ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਦੇਖਣੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਨੇ ਕੋਈ 10 ਸਾਲ 15 ਸਾਲ 20 ਸਾਲ ਕਦੇ ਕੋਈ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਦੇ ਕੋਈ ਕਠਿਨ ਤਪੱਸਿਆ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ ਕੋਈ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਵੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ
ਬਿਫੋਰ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਐਨੀ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਫਸਟ ਮੇਕ ਸ਼ੋਰ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਦਰ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਸਪੈਂਟ ਐਨੀ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਫ ਹਿਸ ਲਾਈਫ ਇਨ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਵੈਦਰ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਸਪੈਂਟ 10 15 20 ਇਅਰਸ ਆਫ ਹਿਸ ਲਾਈਫ ਇਨ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦੀ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਔਰ ਵੈਦਰ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਵਰਕਡ ਹਾਰਡ ਇਨ ਹਿਸ ਲਾਈਫ ਔਰ ਨਾਟ
ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਤਰਨ ਜਾਣਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹੀ ਦੂਜੇ ਨੂੰ ਤਾਰੀ ਦੱਸ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਦੇ ਪਾਣੀ ਚ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਵੜਿਆ ਵਿਚਾਰਾ ਉਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਤਰਨ ਕੀ ਦੱਸ ਦੇਵੇਗਾ
ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਓਨਲੀ ਹੀ ਕੈਨ ਟੀਚ ਦ ਸਵਿਮਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਅਦਰ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੂ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਸਵਿਮਰ ਦ ਵਨ ਹੂ ਹੈਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਨੋਨ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦ ਸਵਿਮਿੰਗ ਹਾਊ ਹੀ ਕੈਨ ਟੀਚ ਅਦਰ ਪੀਪਲ ਟੂ ਸਵਿਮ
ਤੋ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸਰੂਪੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਅਭਿਆਸੀ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਸਿਰਫ ਉਹੀ ਲੋਕ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੈ
ਸੋ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੋਜ਼ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੂ ਗਾਟ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ who was the form of Shabad and who got the master who practiced Shabad only those people can understand the glory of Shabad
hun kehnde hai ki guru de paas ja vadna hi kafi nahi ga sevak da vi dharm hai jad naam mil janda hai to apne phaile hoye khayal nu pyar de naal donna akhan de darmiyan lya ke ikattha karna hai to jitni mehnat jaldi karega sevak utni jaldi eh tarakki karega
further
abhyas nu karan lagya bojha na samjhe
further he says that Only coming to the master is not enough for the disciple. When he has come to the master, when he has got the master, who is the form of Shabad, and when he has come to the master and got initiation from him, that is not enough. After that also he has to do a lot. He should lovingly do the Simran and bring his scattered attention at the eye center so that he may progress very soon. The more hard work we will do, the more sooner we will progress because the progress in this path depends upon our efforts also.
ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਬੱਚਾ ਸਕੂਲੇ ਤਾਂ ਜਾਵੇ ਨਾ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਟੀਚਰ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਉਹਦੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਪੜ੍ਹੇ ਨਾ ਰਸਤੇ 'ਚ ਖੜ ਕੇ ਬੇਨਤੀਆਂ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਵੇ ਟੀਚਰ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੇਰਾ ਸਬਕ ਯਾਦ ਕਰੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਾਸ ਕਰ ਦਿਓ ਜਰਾ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖੋ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਉਹ ਬੱਚਾ ਬੇਨਤੀਆਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਰਸਤੇ 'ਚ ਖੜ ਕੇ ਉਹਦਾ ਹੱਕ ਬਣਦਾ ਸਕੂਲ 'ਚ ਜਾਵੇ ਜੋ ਉਹਦਾ ਟੀਚਰ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਉਹਦੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਉਹ ਪੜ੍ਹਾਈ ਨੂੰ ਕਰੇ ਟੀਚਰ ਦਾ ਹੁਕਮ ਮੰਨੇ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਾਡਾ ਵੀ ਫਰਜ਼ ਬਣਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਦ ਨਾਮ ਲੈ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰੀਏ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕਰੀਏ ਬਿਲਾ ਨਾਗਾ ਪਾਇਆ ਮਨ ਨੂੰ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਰੱਖੀਏ ਔਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਕੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਬੇਨਤੀਆਂ ਤੇ ਜ਼ੋਰ ਦਿੰਨੇ ਆ ਅਗਰ 5-4 ਮਿੰਟ ਭੁੱਲ ਭੁਲੇਖੇ ਕਿਤੇ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਤੇ ਬਹਿ ਜਾਈਏ ਤੋ ਘੰਟਾ ਬੇਨਤੀਆਂ ਕਰ ਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਆ ਮੇਰੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਨੂੰ ਠੀਕ ਕਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਠੀਕ ਕਰ ਮੇਰੀ ਬੇਰੁਜ਼ਗਾਰੀ ਠੀਕ ਕਰ ਜਰਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਲੋ ਕਿ ਭਜਨ ਤੇ ਤਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ 5 ਮਿੰਟ ਲਾਏ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਨੇ ਘੰਟਾ ਲਾਇਆ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹ ਜਿੰਨੀਆਂ ਵੀ ਬੇਨਤੀਆਂ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਆ ਕਿਹਦੇ ਮਗਰ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਆ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਮਗਰ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਔਰ ਪੂਰੀਆਂ ਕਿਤੋਂ ਕਰਾਉਣੀਆਂ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ ਸਤਿਗੁਰਾਂ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਜਰਾ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖੋ ਭਗਤੀ ਮਨ ਦੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਸਤਿਗੁਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਦੱਸੀ ਹੋਈ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ
ਨਾਉ ਇਨਸਟੈਡ ਆਫ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਦ ਸਕੂਲ ਇਫ ਅ ਸਟੂਡੈਂਟ ਸਿਟਸ ਔਨ ਦ ਵੇ ਐਂਡ ਸਟਾਰਟਸ ਰਿਕੁਐਸਟਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਪ੍ਰੇਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਹਿਸ ਟੀਚਰ ਦ ਓ ਟੀਚਰ teach me all this lesson without my coming to school and pass me in all the examinations and make me a good boy and like that. That child or that student cannot become successful in his examinations and he can never learn anything. When he is requesting to his teacher, at the same time, he needs to go to the school and he needs to work according to the instructions of his teacher. He needs to study wholeheartedly and only then he will get the attention of the teacher. In the same way, instead of meditating on the Naam and instead of molding our life according to the instructions of Master, instead of making our life pure and chaste and holy, and instead of doing all the things which Masters have told us to do, we pray to him and we say that, "Oh Master, you make us meditate and you do all these things for us." We are not going to get anywhere, because the time which we spend in praying to him, if we spend that much time in the meditation, we can get a lot. Now what is our condition? We do not sit for meditation for a long time. Instead of sitting for the meditation, we just go on praying to the Master that, "Oh Master, please cure my disease, please get me a good job, please do this and do that for me." And we may sit for meditation only for a few minutes, but we spend hours in praying to the Master. So when we are doing like this, we should know that whose devotion we are doing. All these desires and everything which we want Master to fulfill for us, they all are created by mind. And we want Master to fulfill them. So you can easily understand that whose devotion we are doing. Are we doing the devotion of the Master or we are doing the devotion to mind? We are definitely doing the devotion of the mind because we are praying to Master only to fulfill the desires which are created by the mind. Instead of praying for hours to Master, if we sit for meditation for that much time, we don't need to pray to Master for anything because Master is sitting within us. He knows everything what we need and he always gives us whatever we need.
जिन गुर पाया शब्द का और प्रीत करी जिन शब्द की वड़ पागी वे जीव हैं जो करें कमाए शब्द की।
अगर दुनिया दे विच कोई वड्डे भागां वाला है जां अच्छियां भागां वाला है तां उही है जो इंसान दा जामा पाके शब्द दी कमाई करदा है, नाम दी कमाई करदा है।
Only he is the fortunate one in this world who after getting the human body does the meditation of Shabad Naam.
बड़ पागी वे जीव है जो करे कमाई शब्द की बिना शब्द माने बस नहीं तुम सुरत करो अब शब्द की।
वशिष्ठ जी रामचंद्र दे गुरु होए है और रामचंद्र नु उपदेश करन लगे के अगर कोई एक है कि किसी ने कई मील लंबा हमालिया हाथ से चुक लिया कहने लगे बेशक मनन वाली बात नहीं एक मिनट वास्ते मन लेने हैं कि शायद मालिक ने कोई ऐसा सूरमा पैदा कीता होवे जिसने इना हमालिया हाथ दे उते चुक लिया है अगर कोई ये कहे कि किसी ने समुन्द्र पी लिया बेशक वो कहते मनन वाली चीज नहीं फिर भी एक मिनट वास्ते मन लेने हैं कि शायद कोई ऐडा सूरमा पैदा होया होवे ऐडे पेट वाला कि जिसने समुन्द्र नू सारे नू पी लिया है अगर कोई ये कहे कि मैं मनवास कर लिया वो कहने लगे सी मनन नू तैयार नहीं एदा मतलब ए भी नहीं कि आज तक किसी ने वस नहीं कीता वो कहने लगे जिसने भी आज तक वस कीता है उन्हें सिर्फ शब्द नाम दी कमाई दे नाल ही वस कीता है।
वशिष्ठ जी मास्टर ऑफ लॉर्ड रामा वंस टोल्ड लॉर्ड रामा दैट इफ एनीवन सेज दैट गॉड हैज क्रिएटेड सच अ मैन हु कैन लिफ्ट अप द हिमालयस Even though it is an unbelievable thing, but still for a minute we can believe that maybe God has created someone who can do that, some mighty man who can do that. And further he said that if someone says that there is a man who has drank the water of all the seven oceans, even though it is a very unbelievable thing, but still for a minute we can believe that maybe God would have created someone with a big stomach and he would have drank all this water. But if anyone says that he has controlled his mind, I will never believe in him. It doesn't mean that up until now nobody has controlled his mind. All those who have controlled their mind have done so only by coming to the perfect masters and doing the meditation of Shabad Naam.
So, Swami Ji Maharaj kehnde hai, "Kot jatan se ye ni maane, tun sun kar man samjhai." ਬਾਹਰ ਮੁਖੀ ਜਿਤਨੇ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਕਰਮ ਕਾਂਡ ਕਰ ਲੋ, ਮਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੋਰ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਆ ਜਾਏਗਾ। ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਅੰਦਰਲਾ ਰਾਗ ਸੁਣਾ ਦਿਓ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੀ ਲੱਜਤ ਦੇ ਦਿਓ, ਮਨ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਵਸ ਵਿਚ ਆ ਜਾਏਗਾ।
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਈਵਨ ਬਾਈ ਮਿਲੀਅਨਸ ਆਫ ਅਦਰ ਐਫਰਟਸ, ਇਫ ਯੂ ਮੇਕ ਹਿਮ ਲਿਸਨ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਇਨਰ ਮੈਲੋਡੀ ਹੀ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ ਅੰਡਰ ਯੋਰ ਕੰਟਰੋਲ। ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਨੋ ਮੈਟਰ ਹਾਊ ਮੈਨੀ ਆਊਟਰ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸਿਸ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਆਨ ਡੂਇੰਗ, ਬਟ ਇਨਸਟੈਡ ਆਫ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਯੋਰ ਕੰਟਰੋਲ ਹੀ ਵਿਲ ਬਿਕਮ ਫੁੱਲ ਆਫ ਈਗੋ, ਬਟ ਇਫ even for once if you make him listen to the inner sound, he will come in your control.
Bina shabd man bas nahi tum surt karo ab shabd ki ve kyon aaye is jagat mein jin mili na punji
ਹੁਣ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਦੇਖੋ ਹਰ ਜਨਮ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਸ਼ੂ ਪੰਛੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਬੀਵੀ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਹੈ, ਬੱਚੇ ਮਿਲਦੇ ਆ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਭੋਗ ਭੋਗਣ ਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਗਿਆਨ ਹੈ। ਅਗਰ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਜਾਮੇ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕੋਈ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੀ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਹੈ। ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਉਹ ਇਸ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੀ ਲੈਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਏ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਵਿਚਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੀ ਪੂੰਜੀ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦਾ ਦਾਨ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਿਆਗਾ।
ਨਾ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਸੀ ਦੈਟ ਆਲ ਦਾ ਕ੍ਰੀਚਰਸ ਈਵਨ ਦਾ ਬਰਡਸ ਐਂਡ ਐਨੀਮਲਸ get the companions in every life, and they also have the knowledge of indulging in the pleasures. And what is the difference between the man and the animals? The man can get the shabad. All the glory and importance is of only those people, those who get shabad. So why those poor people have come in this world? For what they have come in this world, those who have not got the wealth of shabad?
Hare kyun aaye is jagat mein jin mili na punji shabad ki tone kat mein har dam ho rahi kyun sune na bani shabad ki।
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਇੱਕ ਨੀ ਪੰਜ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੱਜ ਰਹੇ ਆ, ਸਭ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਪੰਜਾਂ ਸ਼ਬਦਾਂ ਦਾ ਜ਼ਿਕਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ।
Now I say that not one shabad is sounding within you, but there are five shabads which are sounding within you, and all the masters have mentioned five types of sounds.
ਸ਼ਬਦ ਤਾਂ ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਤੋਂ ਉੱਠ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਪੰਜ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨੂੰ ਇਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਬਿਆਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਪੰਜਾਂ ਮੰਜ਼ਲਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੀ ਗੁਜ਼ਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਿੱਥੋਂ ਦਰਿਆ ਨਿਕਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਹੋਰ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਹੈ, ਜਦੋਂ ਪੱਥਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਾਣੀ ਆ ਕੇ ਵੱਜਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਹੋਰ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਜਦੋਂ ਸਾਫ਼ ਜ਼ਮੀਨ ਤੇ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਹੋਰ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਜਦ ਉਹੀ ਦਰਿਆ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਉਸਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਹੋਰ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ। ਪਾਣੀ ਇੱਕ ਹੈ, ਜੈਸੀ ਜ਼ਮੀਨ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਵੈਸੀ ਉਹ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਅਖਤਿਆਰ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
There is only one shabad coming from Sachkhand, but because it is passing through five different planes, that is why there are five different sounds, five different shabads. It is just like the water of the river when it comes out from the mountains, from the hills. It has some other voice, some other sound, but when it flows over the rocks, it has some other sound, and when it flows on the sand, then it has some other sound, and when it joins the ocean, at that time it has some other sound. The water is the same, the river is the same, but because it is traveling through different places, that is why the sounds are different. In the same way, the shabad is coming one, there is only one shabad, but because it is crossing through five different planes, that is why they are called five shabads.
Closing bhajan is on page 32. Aja Shabda Dihari Da'e. Today is the auspicious day, and it has come with good fortune, for we had the darshan of our beloved Sadguru. One who is entangled in this world, one who is always forgetful in the world, and one who has gone many times up and down, and who has stopped in this world, one who was caught in the superstition and the blind faith in this world, he has been taught the teachings of the Sadguru, and the Sadguru has put him on the path. Today, he speaks some of light, some far and near, and other matters are coming on his lips. Like waves in the ocean, he has awakened our within by saying some incidents of past days, some of the present days, some of the coming days, and he has told us many good things. Thus he has awakened our within. He who is the beloved and worthy of worship in this mortal world, he is free from all the temptations. He is the star of this dark world. He has removed the sins from the world, from me and you. And he has cleared up the difference between the liar and the truthful one, between the low and the high. One who is to get hell gets heaven if he comes to his path. It is in one's own hands. One who does this meditation, whether today or tomorrow, will never die out of the hunger of Nam, because coming to this path, many sinners have turned into devotees. God is not achieved by going to the mosque, nor is he in the temple. He is not in the wilderness, but he is within everybody. When we close our eyes and walk on the path shown by the Master, and when we do the Simran of the Master's teaching, Master himself unites us with God after bringing us to this path. From the shadow of the clouds and from behind the drops of rain, from the cold of the winter and the fire of the summer, Master's teachings, Master's grace, and Master's sayings have liberated millions of sinners who have remembered his Nam only for once. This is the determination of a Jaib. Always be attached to Kripal. Always be happy in his will. Whatever he gives, always be contented with that. This is your path, and if you go away from the path, you will go astray, you will suffer, because those who have forgotten their Satguru have not been happy. Bhajan of Sanchyan, page
32. Satguru ji pyare da, aaj darshan paya hai. Jago jarada uljainu, jagabule patkenu, jagave mah jakdenu, jagatirdke hatkenu. Bani upadesha sunna, guru rahe paye. Bani upadesha sunna, guru rahe paye. Aj shubha dihar dahe, bhaganal hai hai. Satguru ji pyare da, aaj darshan paya hai. Kuj noh diya kala, kuj noh diya kala. Ho tanna te darkna yo, jo sangar diya chala. Kuj lange vakta diya, kuj aisa vakta diya, kuj agle vakta diya, gal ke kujiya, dil tumba jagaya hai, dil tumba jagaya hai. Aaj shubha dihar nahe, bhaganal hai hai. Satguru ji pyare da, aaj darshan paya hai. Is paani duniya cho, jo puja piyara hai jo vaase lalachate bechamak sitara hai is jangane re cho papa de tere cho o de te ye de cho tere te mere cho sacha te ju te ta jis beda mita hai aj shubha di harda hai bhagana le hai hai Satguru ji pyare da aaj darshan paya hai jo isra hai ave jo isra hai jave narka da bagi bi surgan dishe pave e apni keti hai E jehida karda e Ake tija pachete e Nabuka marda e Isra e arpa api Churba gata kaya e Ajashuba di harda e Bagana le hai e Satguru ji pyare da aaj darshan paya hai na vichma site mile na vichma andara prabhu na vichahu jaradate hai sabandara prabhu ina bahari ankianu Jada banda kalenda ha guru adi sikkiata simran kalende ha guru ahisra pa raba pa milaya hai aj shubha di harda hai bagana le hai hai Satguru ji pyare da aaj darshan paya hai bunda de ole cho barla de ole cho kahkara te syal cho karmi de shole cho guru adi kirapa ne Guru Adi Pani Ne Guru Adi Vakane Laka Papi Kadene Jina Ne Guru Ada Ik Namadaya Yahe Aj Shubha Diharda Hai Paganala Hai Hai Satguru ji pyare da aaj darshan paya hai ajahi badi takai ho kirpal le lage seve vichra jane re raji prabhu jo de deve e rasta hai tera Is toje patakenga o jaravich pejayanga jilata vichatakenga jis guru bulaya hai us sukana paya hai aaj shubha di harda hai paganale hai hai Satguru ji pyare da aaj darshan paya hai.
Today is the auspicious day, and it has come with good fortune. for we had the darshan of our beloved Sadhguru. So I always tell them, I have sympathy for you. You are forgiven. You are not all alone in this battle. On your back there is the mighty hand of the Master. So now get up and work hard and don't do this fault again.